Alaskans celebrate the 4th of July in a myriad of ways, whether it's log rolling in Petersburg.
On your mark, get set, roll!
Or imitating goose calls in Kotzebue.
All right, wonderful.
In Juneau, we have our fireworks on the 3rd, an old tradition that let miners sleep off their hangovers. But KTOO listener Mary McEwen wrote in to ask about a different July 4th tradition, one that her father told stories about.
It's kind of been a piece of family lore that, you know, oh, well, you know, I once won a race down Gold Creek on a piece of styrofoam.
It's true. Some brave Juneauites used to celebrate Independence Day by racing down Gold Creek on improvised rafts. For this Curious Juno, we talked to some of the people who did it.
There's probably 15 or 20 idiots that attempted it.
That's Jim Williams. He says that when he did the race in the 1960s, dozens of people came to watch the racers from the banks of the creek in downtown Juneau. Gold Creek runs through Juneau in a paved channel. The water flows fast over the concrete. The race started in Cote Park and wound through downtown, so the racers sped past the Federal Building and Foodland before getting dumped into Gatineau Channel. People went down the creek one at a time, riding everything from proper inflatable rafts to wooden doors. Williams rode an air mattress. It didn't go well.
I just remember going over something and it immediately popped my raft. So I was dead last in the race because I had to walk all the way down Gold Creek because the only way you could get out of there was to get down by Foodland.
He competed with his friend Gary Rosenberger, a high school sophomore at the time. Rosenberger said he laid on his air mattress like a surfboard and paddled with his arms.
I had to hold on to it going over the falls, a little bit of falls, and then it was just smooth sailing from there down.
Old newspaper stories say the fastest time in 1967 was a bit over 2 minutes. The next year, the currents must have been stronger. The winner came in at a minute and a half. Gary Rosenberger said he may have won the race if he hadn't gotten out of the water too soon.
But I didn't know there was an end, where the end was. Yeah. So everybody was yelling at me, but I didn't know what they were yelling because there was had to be 6 or 7 people all yelling the same thing.
And Mary McEwen's dad? Dwayne McEwen says he won the race on a raft built from styrofoam with a wooden frame.
I think I made a paddle out of a broom handle and a piece of wood, and it was strictly homemade.
But then he left his styrofoam raft outside all year, and by the next July, it was heavy and waterlogged.
The second year I did it, I came in last place.
It's not clear just how enduring this tradition was. The race did not get a lot of news coverage. Williams said it seemed like it only happened once or twice more.
And they really only did it, I would say, maybe 2 or 3 years. And then I think they decided that there's some liability there, and which I don't know why they would have ever thought that.
But another listener wrote in to say he remembered the race continuing well into the 1980s. And a 1967 story in the Alaska Daily Empire calls that year's running the 75th annual sluice race down Gold Creek, though Curious Juno could not find anything to back that up. Rosenberger said it would be more dangerous now. Since the 1960s, some large rocks have been placed at the end of the creek.
You wouldn't, I don't think, drown or anything.
Yeah.
You'd probably be embarrassed if everybody was watching you.
Right.
Yeah, right.
With reporting from Desiree Hagen and Olivia Schmidt, in Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumery.